Though in Alaska, we don't seem to be hit as hard with this viral outbreak as in other places. We will, however, err on the side of caution and postpone our public meetings until further notice. And according to the Center for Disease Control's recommendation for canceling gatherings involving more than 10 persons. So basically this video is about what we're doing and what can you do and what can you do to help. Basically those three points. But what we're doing anyway, we'll see creative ways to keep you informed and blessed with God's word and keep you posted of the same using videos, emails, blog, articles, those will be some of the methods that we'll be using, that I'll be using in order to communicate with you. And if you haven't signed up for my daily devotionals, my email daily devotionals, you can do so, or you should do so, and because it'll be hopefully a source of encouragement for you. But if you haven't signed up for them, you can still get to them online. If you have internet access, you can go to sermonaudio.com/CBC Nanilchik, and I'll have the link down there. And by going there, you'll see the blog posts, and those are devotionals that I write daily, 6 days a week. But I'm going to provide them actually 7 days a week. On Sunday, what I'll do is take those that I've written previously that are published in the books Jesus Christ, the Bread of Life, and I'll be posting those also on Sunday. So you'll get daily input for as far as daily devotionals, as far as daily devotionals go. For those without the internet in our congregation, I'll do some phone visitations and I'll keep you posted and updated and try to make some, if I can figure out the newest technology to be able to make audio recordings on CD or even burn some videos if I still can do that or know how to do that. But what can you do? Well, first thing during this pandemic is to be informed and aware of the symptoms. And I'm sure that most of you have kept yourself updated on what's going on, seeing in the news, going on the internet, getting the emails from Governor Dunleavy and his administration and the White House and the CDC. So this might be a little bit redundant, but if you haven't received any of this information, we'll be covering that. Anyway, be aware of the symptoms and understand what the symptoms are. Symptoms can appear within 2 to 14 days after exposure. And the reason why this is so problematic is that they appear 2 to 14 days after exposure, not the very first day. So you could be a carrier of the disease, of this virus, without even knowing it and coming in contact. And that's why Italy is in the shape that it may be in, China and so forth, as far as the spread of this thing. And the symptoms are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. If you are experiencing difficulty breathing or shortness of breath, persistent pain or pressure in your chest, new confusion or inability to arouse. Now that definition is from the Center for Disease Control, so interpret that as you will. And bluish lips or face, those four things, you need to seek immediate medical attention if you experience any of those things. What makes it, basically what it is as far as the shortness of breath and the pain in your chest, which I studied quite a bit in my years as in diving and diving physiology, basically what it is it's a dry drowning. The virus gets into your alveoli sacs within your lungs, and the oxygen transfer, the gas transfer that takes place within your lungs is it becomes very difficult in order to do that because it somewhat clogs up the alveoli, if you will. That's a simplified explanation of it, but you suffocate, you drown out of water. It's not a wet drowning, it's a dry drowning. For prevention, practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used items, or surfaces. Avoid touching your face. If you cough or sneeze, sneeze into a tissue or into the inside of your elbow like this. And disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. And also, I did hear, as far as for washing your hands, I heard that washing them frequently, as much as every 20 minutes, because this does hang on to surfaces, so wash very frequently, and drink plenty of fluids because of the condition that it provides in the lungs. And not just water, I heard that you can drink coffee, tea, soups will be helpful. Keep your mouth moist, keep your tissues, moisturized. Drink, I'm an advocate of drinking plenty of water. Drink plenty of water. But for more information on that, you can go to coronavirus.gov. Again, that's coronavirus.gov. But what can you do to help as a born-again believer, as a Christian? What can you do to help? Well, as our Lord Jesus Christ is the light and life of the world and the only hope for a sinful planet, his light shines in you and me as witnesses, even in the trials and tribulations such as what we are going through right now. So keep in mind, in the past, in the past 100 years, Christians in countries around the world have been suffering far greater difficulties, vis-a-vis beatings, imprisonments, persecutions, and even death, in far greater numbers than we've have experienced in the last 2,000 years since the birth of Christ's church. So then how can you extend hope to others with the light that is within you? Well, the first one should seem obvious, but it is prayer. Prayer is your first, should be your first response. We should constantly encourage one another to pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. Pray ceaselessly. Your lifestyle should be a life of prayer and communion with the Lord. Remember, prayer is not the demands of God's people on a weak-willed higher being, but instead is the grace of our sovereign Lord, which he has given us to access his will, his plans and purposes in exalting Jesus Christ and his ultimate glory in, through, and by Jesus Christ. So prayer, that is coupled with the word. Again, the reading of the Bible daily and prayer, your life being a continuous prayer. These two go together. It seems obvious, but the word, do not forsake the reading of the word. In the weakness of our flesh and during trials, we may constantly encourage one another. We must constantly encourage one another because of the weakness of our flesh to keep daily in God's word. See, as Jesus, remember, as he was tempted in the wilderness of the devil, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He quoted Deuteronomy that the spiritual need is the most important need. And we may be tempted to do all kinds of things to keep ourselves safe, but forsaking the word of God in order to do these things is the acme of foolishness. It is not the thing to do. If people say, well, I don't have time to pray and read the Bible. You don't have time not to, because these are the things that are powerful within our lives and allow us to become as useful as God will use us through the empowerment by prayer and the word. This virus, remember, is merely a temporary evidence of the fall of man in the garden. God's word is forever. And as Jesus Christ is our source of strength, His holy word is the resource of our faith's strength, as Romans 10 verse 17 tells us. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the third thing, reach out. Because when you reach out from within. Don't just reach out without prayer and the word. Because you've been in prayer and the word, once you've been blessed daily by those two encouraging truths that and graces that we have in prayer and God's word, you may have an opportunity to reach out to others via phone calls, especially to those who do not have the internet. Links to videos, articles, devotionals, forwarding emails. Share this video with somebody, and that'll be a blessing unto them. Now, as far as because we have postponed our services, we have sermons and devotionals that are available, and I'll be making sermons and devotionals available through video. And I know I personally don't listen to even the messages that I preach and preachers that I like. There's something more wonderful about being together and the Spirit ministering to us. I love being together with God's people and the presence of Christ when we gather. That is more powerful than listening. However, it doesn't mean that God can't work through those things as we encourage one another. So I'll be making videos and audios available as I can. Though our congregational readings have been in, since 1989, when Pastor Blau introduced it to Calvary Baptist, well, introduced it, but he started it as a regular routine that we do in our worship, and reading a passage of Scripture, typically a chapter every Sunday. I've started preaching messages from those portions. We're currently in, after all these years, we're currently have been through the Bible at least once, and now we're in 1 Samuel 25. We left off, last message was 1 Samuel chapter 24. But we'll postpone that, and I'll be preaching messages from whatever the texts. We have four portions from the Robert Murray McShane reading plan, and I'll just select the text from that and preach a topical message of encouragement or something that's current for Scripture is applicable to. And that's one way that the devotionals come from the Robert Murray McShane reading plan. I've been using it for, Lord saved me 35 years ago this coming June. And so I've been using the Robert Murray McShane Bible reading plan to read systematically through the Bible for the last 34 years. And I encourage it in our congregation. The devotionals are based on scriptures from that. And so I'll be preaching messages and sharing devotionals by video or audio from those. So we'll take a break in this postponement from 1 Samuel. As we continue going through that, we'll pick up when we start meeting again. We'll pick up in 1 Samuel chapter 25, just where we left off at the prayer meetings. I've been doing devotionals in the Psalms. Christ in the Psalms is a series. We just finished Psalm 72 this last past Wednesday, but we'll pick it up again in Psalm 73 when once we come together. But I'll do a devotional each week as well, a audio video devotional, and I'll take it from one of the texts that we have for that particular day, and a way to encourage the congregation to through the Robert Murray McShane reading plan to read daily, because it's a text coming from the daily readings. So with that, I just want to encourage you. I actually recorded this video before, like 2 days ago, but it's my iPhone didn't work with it, so it won't, for some reason, I don't know, it won't transfer to the cloud so that I could edit it or whatever. It's just stuck on my phone. It won't go anywhere. So I'm doing it with a different phone or a different camera, and hopefully this process will work. I can have this edited and have it posted. And anyway, let me close that out. I've been going on for too long, rambling the last few minutes. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.